You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Zoe.
And this is Becca.
And we're part of the team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling event.
You mean Spokespeople.
Well, this story was a pile of... Just kidding. It was a great story.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Especially stories that involve shitty situations.
Like this one. This story that you're about to hear was told by Zach Morris. It comes from our September 2013 show, Camp, at the Naked Lady in San Francisco.
Enjoy the Poopcast.
Podcast.
We're going to get started with our second act. Our first storyteller of the second act is Zach Morris. Zach Morris is a Jacksonville, Florida-born amateur raconteur of the old Jewish variety. A lifelong camper who was once universally called Zach Needs to Shower More is now spends his days in Berkeley as a PhD student studying comparative social policy. He loves himself a good story. Please welcome Zach Morris.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. So I take a liberal interpretation on this theme of camp. I'm going to talk about camping, specifically a camping trip I went on with my girlfriend to Lake Tahoe. And by girlfriend, I mean my partner. I don't possess her. She's just a partner who's a girl, who's a friend also. And anyways, so we went to Lake Tahoe, South Lake Tahoe specifically, and we left late. You know, we had to drive from Berkeley, and it was super hot, and it took the car, and it took forever. We had traffic, and I don't know if you've ever driven to Lake Tahoe, but it's like a pain in the ass, and it's going to prevent me from ever going back probably. And so we finally get there, and like it's a backpacking trip. We plan to climb the mountain. And we had all our stuff together and, you know, reasonably well-prepared trip. And we get there, but because of the traffic, we get to our hiking trail late. And so our campsite was actually, 3 to 4 miles in from our where the hiking trail begins. So we got there. It was, 6 o'clock, and this is in June, so it got late. It was getting late. And so we hike about a mile, and then we see it's getting dark. So we finally decide, this is a beautiful spot. Let's just camp out here. You know, it's really lovely. And so we set up our tent and our campground, and we actually have this amazing Shabbat dinner. We're both like Jews. We have a Shabbat dinner on this gorgeous rock. And it's the night of the super moon. It was so beautiful. The night of the super gigantic, scary super moon. And so we're like eating and, had a great time. We're going. It's getting dark. So we put our bag in like a bear. We hang it up on a tree. And, you know, we're having great conversation, and all of a sudden I hear a... And we're like, holy shit, it's a monster. What the fuck is going on? And so we immediately look at each other. We put our bag up. We don't see anything because it's, getting really dark. And it was a really mean monster growl. And we go into our tent, and we're like, okay, we're just going to go to sleep. Granted, we haven't seen a single person since we've been on the trail. We are all on our own. We're not at an official campsite. Nobody knows we're here. Nobody knows where we are. And so we're in our tent, and it's just us, me and my girlfriend, in the tent. And the growling continues, and it gets louder, and it gets closer, and it gets deeper. It was a deep growl. So occasionally I would just, I was told by my cousin who's a big climber and big backpacker that you make lots of noise and you talk with a very deep, loud voice when there are bears around. So we're clapping, we're singing, we're having a great time. So occasionally there was me going, yeah! And then the bear 5 seconds later going, yeah! And it was repeating right back at me. And, when you're in this tent and you're all by yourself and you're only person in this room and you hear you hear everything, you're in nature and you hear everything. And so there are these birds chirping and we're listening to the chirps for hints of where the bear is. We're like, I heard a chirp that way. And the birds are talking to us. It was amazing. So the growling continues. We don't sleep a wink, right? We're freaked out. And I have my little bar mitzvah pocket knife. It's this big. And I'm sleeping with it on my chest, ready to poke the bear in the eye. Because I've been told that the bears don't like to get poked in the eye. So I'm I'm ready. I'm really ready to I'm a macho man, ready to poke this bear in the eye. And my girlfriend's sleeping next to me. Like, I can tell she's getting a little apprehensive. So I'm like, don't worry, baby. It's going to be okay. And she's like, are you talking to me or the bear? And so I was clearly freaking out. And the story takes a crazy turn. The growling continues. We still haven't slept. Crazy turn is that dried REI Thai food we cooked for dinner is giving my girlfriend diarrhea. Yeah, it's rough. And so just, yeah. And I'm thinking I'm not going to leave this tent until like it is absolutely clear the bear is gone. I don't care if it's daylight. Like, this is a fucking scary bear, and it is the night of the supermoon. Like, and we are all alone, you know? So I'm like, are you sure you need to go? Like, is there anything we can do besides leave this tent right now? It's pitch black. And she's like, I have to go. And so we proceed to make as much noise as possible. And so she very bravely leaves the tent and digs a hole and proceeds to poop. And while I clap, and so while I'm clapping and she's pooping, I had a realization. I'm clapping, she's pooping, and I realized, you know, like, this is really love, and this is great, and that's all. Thank you.
If you liked this story, join us for our live show in the San Francisco Bay Area. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.
Podcast audio production was by Ian Ratzer at Mercy Park Studios in San Francisco. Podcast coordination by Sarah Bars. Events hosted by Jean Goldstein Flesser. Event coordination by Rebecca Stevater. That's me.
You.
Yeah, that's me. And event photography by Chris Koster. Music for this podcast was by First You Get the Sugar. Thanks for listening.
Bye.